There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
The president comes out swinging today, asking Congress for help to take on ISIS. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. If you won, by the way, the $500 million Powerball jackpot, please call us. And let me be the first to congratulate you. I'm going to trust that you're not just pulling our leg. A lot of people lining up to get a piece of the Powerball, hoping that they would be the lucky one in 175 million. Powerball is played in what? 44 states, District of Columbia, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. So, maybe there's a winner right now. We'll find out later, but boy, that would be wild, wouldn't it? That'd be a very happy hump day for somebody. Very, very happy. All right, so as I mentioned, the president trying to shake things up and saying, we have to get ISIS. We have to do something about this. Asking for the first time for war authorization, although there's some definite gray areas in what he's talking about, and one of them sounds like temporary boots on the ground fighting the Islamic State. Here's a little snippet of what he said.
It's barbaric murders of so many people, including American hostages, are a desperate and revolting attempt to strike fear in the hearts of people. It can never possibly win over by its ideas or its ideology because it offers nothing but misery and death and destruction. And with vile groups like this, there is only one option. With our allies and partners, we are going to degrade and ultimately destroy this terrorist group. And when I announced our strategy against ISIL in September, I said that we are strongest as a nation when the President and Congress work together. Today, my administration submitted a draft resolution to Congress to authorize the use of force against ISIL. I want to be very clear about what it does and what it does not do. This resolution reflects our core objective to destroy ISIL. It supports the comprehensive strategy that we've been pursuing with our allies and our partners. A systemic and sustained campaign of airstrikes against ISIL in Iraq and Syria. Support and training for local forces on the ground, including the moderate Syrian opposition. Preventing ISIL attacks in the region and beyond, including by foreign terrorist fighters who try to threaten our countries. Regional and international support for an inclusive Iraqi government that unites the Iraqi people and strengthens Iraqi forces against ISIL. Humanitarian assistance for the innocent civilians of Iraq and Syria who are suffering so terribly under ISIL's reign of horror.
All right, some of the president's fellow Democrats are not completely on board with this, like Senator Tim Kaine from Virginia, who says the language, it doesn't make sense in one way. He thinks that there should be something that clearly states you limit the use of ground troops. And then you have the Speaker of the House, John Boehner, saying the draft language constrains the president and his successor too much. Because here's the thing, we're saying 3 years, whoever comes in, they've got it. They take a chunk of whatever this is that's left. And what does that send out to the members of ISIL, too? Hey, 3 years and the jig is up. It's a temporary commitment. So is that limiting and troubling to the allies, especially when you think of what about this piece of the coalition, what's going on there? But that is what the president is looking for, and that's what he's talking about, a 3-year authorization for the use of military force, even though pretty much we've heard that the fighting may need to continue for years. So what does that mean? It means that some of this is just too vague, and I can only imagine when Congress looks at it, that's some of what will be said. And this is Democrats, too. So it's a bipartisan deal. I don't think it's all the Republicans are going to pound on it. It's a little of both. Remember when he ordered the president airstrikes against the Islamic State in August, he told Congress he had sufficient legal authority to act based on his powers as commander-in-chief and the 2001 resolution against al-Qaeda, because the Islamic State, originally called al-Qaeda in Iraq, broke away. So that worked legally, even though many would challenge that. So far, 1,298, that's the airstrikes that the United States and the coalition have done in Iraq, and another 1,055 in Syria. That's about 8.4 million a day. 8.4 million. So now the strategy is changing a bit, but the strategy has some holes in it. And what does Congress do with it? This is the really intriguing part. Do they take it, tweak it a little bit, and say, okay, here you go, boom, you got it? And when we say anything about combat troops, and it's wide open, even though, oh yeah, 3 years, I think there's a danger in that. So will both sides of the aisle back war on ISIS? Ultimately, yeah. There's going to be some that have complaints with it. They may cherry pick a few things out, but this is going to be a bipartisan deal. You're going to see everyone sign off on this because nobody wants to see somebody else on fire. Go through what just happened to the Mueller family. See 26-year-old Kayla Mueller just be pronounced as dead because, oh, the Jordanians happened to hit the building that she was in, and we had her as in our clutches since August of 2013. So now Congress will debate, I'm sure, the use of military power in what, more than a decade? More than a decade. And they'll pull that proposal apart. But I think that that's what they knew at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue anyway, in trying to thread the needle on this one. And there may be a lot of people on the left who drop out. And then there's going to be some Republicans who are probably going to say, yeah, vague, doesn't go far enough. But Congress gets the chance to deal with it. They get the chance to deal with it. In the Senate, the Republicans should get what they need from at least six Democrats, right, to pass it. And I bet you they will. Maybe. I mean, I could be wrong about that, but I think with a little maneuvering, it becomes a bipartisan thing. The most troubling aspect of it is, okay, 3 years. We've heard this before. So what if you get in there and you're digging, and there is some success, and then you have to make a decision? Josh Earnest, the mouthpiece for the president, said, while the White House draft is a result of hours of conversations with lawmakers, the administration won't be surprised if they decide to make changes. The language on ground forces is probably going to be the one thing that raises the red flags, even, you know, with Democrats and Republicans, I would imagine. Coming up on America Tonight, a conversation with Greg Stebbin, one of the editors of Men's Health magazine, about some wild things entrepreneurs are doing, including renting out a chunk of their house, enough that might pay their mortgage. Also, the Constitution on trial and taking it back. Oh, yeah. That's next on America Tonight. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
A lot of you can relate to this, as there are so many people now that are entrepreneurs. And what's it like when you have your own business and when you start your own business and you're trying to make extra money, because it's all about feeding that economic engine? And there are a couple of things that people have talked about. Uber, Lyft is one of them. And then there is this little thing that you can also do where you can rent space in your place. So who better to have on than our pal, Greg Stebbins, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine. Greg, as always, thanks for coming on the show.
This little thing of renting space in your place, I love it. That's like a rhyme. That's really great. Renting space in your place. Most people associate this with a company called Airbnb. Airbnb, a month or so ago, was named by Inc. magazine to be the company of the year. Not Apple, not Google, not Facebook. No, Airbnb. This funny little website that lets you rent space in your place now has more beds to rent around the world than the largest hotel chain in the world.
Wow.
It was started by a couple of 20-year-olds 6 years ago, and they're now each billionaires.
Oh, why do you tell me these stories?
So just to cap that off, by day, among other things, I am an editor at Men's Health Magazine. I'm also an entrepreneur, so I've started many a business. I have succeeded and I have failed. I also rent a granny unit in my house out on Airbnb, and around the city where I live, Raleigh, North Carolina, they call me the outlaw of Airbnb.
And tell everybody, why do they call you the outlaw? Because this is something that people should think about.
Yeah, it's a very interesting story. So my wife and I bought a house about a year ago. It had this granny unit, and we just sort of we live in Raleigh, North Carolina, and sort of as a goof, we thought, well, there's this granny unit. We could rent it out on Airbnb. So, you know, you charge by the night, and strangers come sleep at your house. This is a separate granny unit. It has its own entrance, its own bathroom, no kitchen. So it's like a really nice, big, comfortable hotel room. Mm-hmm. And we thought, well, we could rent this out on Airbnb. You know, kind of ha, 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 ha. And then we thought, yeah, but it's not like we live in New York. We don't live in San Francisco. We don't live in San Diego. Who's going to come to Raleigh? Well, big surprise for us. A lot of people come to Raleigh. And this one room in our house is now paying our mortgage.
Wow. Wow.
One room in our house is, could you imagine taking one room in your house and saying, okay, I let other people use this, and then I get to live here for free.
Oh, I'd love it. Yeah.
So the reason they call me the outlaw of Airbnb is that when you sign up for Airbnb, it's free to sign up. And you list your house and you say how much you want for it. And we decorated it really nice. And it's the nicest room in the house, frankly. I mean, it's way better than the part we live in. It's a 100-year-old house.
Wow.
When you sign up to rent your space on Airbnb, one of the things the website says to you is you should check with your city to make sure this is legal. And I'm a good law-abiding citizen, so I called my city and I spoke to the zoning department and I said, can I do this? Is this legal? And what they said to me was, we're not really sure. We've just started getting a lot of calls about this and we're not sure if it's legal or not. But we won't bother you unless somebody complains. So that's kind of a green light, right? I mean,
right.
It's not legal, and, you know, we're not going to bother you unless somebody complains. Well, guess what?
Somebody complained?
Of the 300 people in Raleigh who are renting out space in their homes on Airbnb, there's been one complaint, I think now four. But originally there was one complaint, and it was against me.
Wow.
So I have taken it on. I'm going to use the word fighting, but it's really not accurate. Fighting the city to change the law, because the city went from we're not sure if it's legal or not to realizing that if you read the zoning code carefully, it is clearly not legal. And so the debate in Raleigh, North Carolina is, if it's not legal, should it be? I think there's a lot of reasons why it should be in our city and almost every other city. And here in Raleigh, North Carolina, we're really committed to managing the situation and changing the laws to make this legal in a way that all other cities around the U.S. can use our way of dealing with the issue to help other cities deal with the issue, too. We want to call it the Raleigh Plan.
Yeah, Airbnb. I'm still stuck on those billionaires, too, by the way. That's in my head, right? I'm thinking Powerball. I need
they
to
look
run.
Like really nice guys. You know, let me tell you how this started. And this is one of the greatest entrepreneurial stories. And, you know, part of my beat for men's health is technology.
Right.
I often get to talk about things like I've been a champion of Airbnb almost since it started. So a year ago when I realized I could actually rent out part of my house on Airbnb, it just tickled me like crazy. I mean, I just love the idea because I always loved the idea of Airbnb. Here's how it started. There's these three guys. I think it was actually two guys originally. They didn't have enough money for their rent. They lived in San Francisco. They knew the end of the month was coming. Things were a little tight. They heard that there was a big conference in town and that there weren't enough hotel rooms. And they sort of jokingly looked at each other and said, wouldn't it be funny if we could rent out the floor of our apartment to people who could sleep here on air mattresses? Airbnb.
Wow.
They're now billionaires.
Wow.
You know, at the heart of every great entrepreneurial story mm-hmm. is a story something like that. Mm-hmm. They had an idea, they had the gumption to go for it, and they've had the passion to drive. It was not easy. And I'm sure it's not easy today. They're growing so fast, it's probably making them crazy.
Right.
But starting, here's the thing that I love to tell people about starting a business and being an entrepreneur. If you start a business, I'm not saying quit your job tomorrow and start a business. Start a business at night. Start a business on the weekends. It could be renting out part of your house on Airbnb. It could be driving for Uber or Lyft. It could be buying stuff at garage sales and reselling it on eBay. If you go through that exercise of starting a business, whether you're successful or you fail miserably, you will be so much smarter for having done it. It'll have a huge impact on your career. Your company will value you more, and you will learn so many things about yourself and the world around you. You will not be the same.
Oh, I agree with you. I mean, as somebody who's been in that same space, it just is such a difference in your world once you do that and you take the leap. Absolutely. Absolutely.
One of the things that happens is that you try something. Doesn't matter. It literally does not matter what it is. Try something. If you've ever thought you wanted to be your own boss, try something. Just do it to do something. And whether you succeed or fail, especially if you fail, then the next question is, did I love that so much, even though I lost my shirt, that I can't wait to do it again? Because if the answer is yes, you are an entrepreneur, and your life is not going to be the same, and you are going to have a ton of fun.
Boy, isn't that the truth for sure. We have just a couple of minutes, but I wanted to mention this because a lot of people are talking about Uber. It has just exploded, hasn't it?
Oh, you know, Uber's, it's sort of in the same class as Airbnb. I mean, different, obviously, because not everybody has space in their home that they can rent, but almost everybody has a car. And, you know, one of the things I love about Uber is you could decide to be an Uber driver, do all the things you have to do to get registered with them. You could spend a whole Saturday driving people around, and I guess it's potentially true that, you know, you could end up finding out that you didn't really make any money because every dollar you made went back into the gas tank or into your car payment. But you know what? If that was your experience on Uber, that would be a fantastic experience, because one of the things you have to learn about starting and running a business is money counts. It's not just having an idea. You've got to know how to manage the money. You've got to understand the money. You know, one of the things I get to do is I work with a company called Xero. It's X-E-R-O, Xero.com. And one of the things Xero has done is made this really easy-to-use accounting system for small business people like us that you can use on your phone or your tablet or your PC. Because if you don't understand the money, it doesn't matter how good your idea is, you're probably not going to succeed, because the money part will kill you no matter how good your idea is.
Yeah, that's the truth. It really is the business side of it, and you can take classes in it. You can go. Sometimes there's free classes, but you have to have a plan.
You know the best free classes is on the Internet.
Yeah.
So many. We're such an entrepreneurial culture that now if you want to start a small business, the greatest thing you could do is carve out a Saturday or a weekend and just sit in front of your computer and read other people's failures, other people's successes. So many people have learned so many lessons that you don't have to pay to learn. You can learn from them. And if you don't take advantage of that, boy, you're just crazy.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Great, helpful information. Greg Stebbin, one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine, as always, thanks for coming on, pal.
It's great to be here.
You dress me up, I'm your puppet. You buy me things, I love it. You bring me food, I need it. You give me love, I feed it. And look about two of us.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
The Freeze Dry Guy presents Freeze Dried Turkey, Freeze Dried Ham, and the No Bake Casserole Unit February Sale. Listen, if you trust the Freeze Dry Guy, as thousands have for their emergency food supply since 1970, don't wait to hear how great this deal is, because it's unlimited supply. Call 866-404-3663 and ask for our new Turkey and Ham Unit. Normal retail price, $359.94. Sale price, $251.94. You save $108. And it's chock full of high-quality, great-tasting Freeze Dried Diced Turkey and Ham from Mountain House, the gold standard in long-term storage products. Or get the Freeze Dry Guy's No Bake Casserole Unit. 153 servings per case at normal retail price of $215.94. Sale price $172.75. You save $43.19. But supplies are limited, and we always pay shipping right to your door within the lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 and make freezedryguy.com a favorite and check for monthly specials. Don't miss the Freeze Dry Guy's February sale. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
America tonight. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? Especially a big shout out to so many of you in the Lone Star State. I just got an avalanche of email from all pockets of the state today. It was one of those kind of days. So it's perfect to have our next guest on. She's in our virtual green room. I hope she's enjoying that latte. We spare no expense here in the virtual green room. Tamara Colbert joins us now, and she's the state director of Texas for the Convention of States Project. And what does that mean? It's really cool, and I think it'd be very cool if other people were doing this. And what she did, and I'm going to let her explain it to us, but she joined a bunch of Texas legislators earlier in the day to, you know, to have these discussions to help bring government back closer to the people. Can you imagine? Have I not been screaming about this since I started doing America Tonight? Tamara, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So first of all, tell us how this all got started.
Well, the Convention of States Project started 18 months ago, really as a citizen-led movement to find a constitutional solution for the federal government overstepping its bounds. I mean, that it is that simple. And the Convention of States Project was coming out at the same time that Mark Levin's Liberty Amendments came out. And interestingly enough, Mark Levin and our co-founder for the Convention of States Project, Dr. Michael Ferris, live within 4 miles of each other in Virginia, ran into each other and realized they were working on the same thing and had the same synergy going separately. So realizing there's something going on here, and the movement really started escalating, and, you know, you're exactly right. Our nation is at a crossroads. We've long approached the crossroads, and we're on one path, and our choice is either this escalating power of an irresponsible centralized government or leading to the full restoration of liberty and constitutional self-government. That's it. That's where we're at.
Yeah, and in having these conversations today, what did you find out? Because I would imagine you got to dig a little bit deeper.
Well, what's really fantastic is Texas right now is fully on board with utilizing Article 5, which is the constitutional solution to fix the broken federal government. It really is, and our founding fathers were so brilliant by leaving it. Consider it a time capsule from 1791 that our founding fathers left to us in Article 5, Section 2, where it gives state legislators not just the authority, but it compels them as their duty when the federal government becomes essentially tyrannical.
Mm-hmm.
It is your duty as a state legislator to stand in between the citizens and the tyranny of the federal government. And we're at that, again, the crossroads. We're at a time now we can use that because government really should be closer to home. And that is the original intent of our founders. They didn't mean for it to be a federal government. The federal government was born out of the states coming together. And so we need to get back to that. We're totally upside down right now. And I really believe the Convention of States Project is leading this whole entire effort. And here in Texas as well. And it was really exciting today to see a half a dozen legislators stand up at a press conference and say, it's time to bring liberty back and we want to lead. Texas wants to lead on this front. And it's just invigorating and inspiring to just a citizen volunteer such as myself.
And I would imagine that that other states are going to get interested. They're going to see what's happening in Texas, and they're going to start to call you up, and they're going to start to ask a lot of questions.
Okay, so as of today, I'll let you know, 26 states have filed Article 5 applications.
Wow.
And we have active leadership and teams of volunteers in all 50 states. And today, as a matter of fact, this morning, we had a team of volunteers in California handing out thousands of petitions to state legislators in California saying, you need to support this. We're asking you to support this. Now, obviously, California is a little bit already off the cliff, so you never know how that's going to work out. However, I will say, in West Virginia, it is totally bipartisan, Democrats and Republicans, 60 co-sponsors for their Article 5 application in the state of West Virginia.
Wow.
There are people in this country, they are doing the right thing, and our citizens are telling us every day. I talk with dozens of people, especially in Texas, and they say, what can I do? This is wrong, but it's got to be me. And the citizens are the only way to save the republic. It's not going to be saved by Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's power to the people. It's right, yeah, Declaration of Independence, we the people, et cetera, et cetera. And people, I think, forget, Tamara, that there are representatives. There are elected representatives. It's not a little fiefdom once you go to Washington, and unfortunately, it's become that. And I would love to see so much of that reversed. I love what you guys are doing. And when you think of some of the abuses, I mean, look at the debt crisis. Look at the regulation out the yang is ridiculous, which, of course, in an entrepreneurial society is crippling to so many people.
You're exactly right. We have a spending and debt crisis, just what you said. We have a regulatory crisis of epic proportions, which includes this crazy burden on small business and congressional attacks on state sovereignty, an absolute refusal of the federal government to protect our sovereign borders. And essentially, you've got a federal government that is wanting to do a complete takeover of the entire decision-making process for all states. tell me we aren't at a major point. I hate to use the line in the sand analogy, but it's really true. This is a point that I am so passionate about this, partly because I'm the 12th generation great-granddaughter to Captain Miles Standish.
Wow.
So freedom is in my blood. What can I tell you? I am so passionate about America. It is truly this beacon of light. I have traveled all over the world, Kim. There is nowhere else that you can literally follow your dreams, whatever your God-given skills and talents are. In America, even today, even as tough as it is, you can still achieve those. And I really encourage your listeners, if they want to join a cause for liberty, putting power in the hands of the people, I invite everyone to come to conventionofstates.com and sign up. And I'm your state director in Texas, and I work as hard as anybody else, and I don't do I would never not do anything I ask a volunteer to do. I'm leading the way, and it's really exciting to see, you know, a dozen people, two dozen people at the Capitol with me hitting legislators' offices, getting in front of them, saying hello, and they know what we're doing, and they're starting to get it, and I love that, and that's what citizen-led government is all about.
Yeah, absolutely. How important is it to get younger people involved? Because sometimes that's a little harder.
Well, you know what? When you think about the realization that a college student today owes already $153,000 to the federal government, that is their share of the debt of our $19 trillion in debt right now, $153,000.
Wow.
We are shackling all of these beautiful young millennials that are now in college and getting into the workforce with this unbelievable debt that they are going to have to repay. That isn't right. Morally, that's reprehensible, and we should all feel that burden. And, again, we get the government we want. We get the government we participate in. And I don't want anybody to be discouraged. I'm not saying it's going to be easy-peasy because nothing good in life is easy. But if we truly want to get back to constitutional self-governance, we have a constitutional path right in front of us that our founding fathers have laid out for us like nothing, like a red carpet of liberty. Let's get on that red carpet and get some paparazzi and let's take this country back.
Yeah, and because they knew what would happen. So it's amazing to think that they put that in, realizing what would happen. Thomas Jefferson was a states' rights guy. He knew you get drunk with power in one spot because that's exactly what we were founded on, getting away from the king, right?
Oh, my goodness. I mean, we've got a king right now. I mean, I don't know about you, but as I was driving home from the Capitol and I'm listening to some news and I'm hearing people talk about this, and I guess today Barack Obama has decided he's using his phone and his pen, and on February 26th he's decided he's taking over the internet.
Yeah.
Because he's thinking there's $11 billion in extra taxes. Well, wait a second. When you think about that, one of five grievances that the colonists decided to secede from Great Britain was because of a 2-cent tax on tea. 2 cents.
Mm-hmm.
2 cents. And today the tax burden for every single American is $153,000 and change.
Wow, which is crazy.
We should be crazy. We should be in the streets. We should be saying, wait a second. This is my country. And, you know, I believe there are more people who want liberty, but they're looking for action. They're looking for a real pathway. And Convention of States Project, Article 5, it's the pathway. I truly believe it is, and I believe we're going to do it sooner rather than later.
All right, so you heard the lady, you heard Tamara. Boy, go there and you'll learn so much more about what we're talking about and what we've been talking about here on the air for a very long time on America Tonight. Tamara Colbert, thanks so much for joining us on ATM. We appreciate your time. We'll be right back.
alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, there's cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today. Or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
Valentine's Day is coming soon. Guns80.com wanted to show you some lovin', so they stripped their profits to the bone, lowered their prices to $400 for their Ghost AR kits. Valentine's Day offer ends on the 15th, so don't delay. Return the love. Go to Guns80.com, order your Ghost AR-15 rifle kit. No dealers, background checks, no hassles, delivered to your door. I call that love. Go to Guns80.com. That's 844-248-6780. Order now, Guns80.com. That's Guns80.com or 844-2-GUNS80.
Are you hungry for delicious, nutritious, rich, and satisfying home-cooked meals? Discover the Vita Clay 4-in-1 Smart Organic Cooker. Unglazed Zeesha Clay, an ancient secret that makes this fast multi-cooker so special. Infusing your food with incredible flavors, perfect texture, vitamins, and minerals for your good health. It's a slow cooker, rice cooker, a steamer, plus a yogurt maker. Go to VitaClayChef.com and enter promo code RADIO20 for 20% off at checkout. That's VitaClayChef.com.
Whoa, you know, you must have been a beautiful baby. You must have been a beautiful child. When you were only starting to go to kindergarten, I bet you drove those other childs wild. Oh, yeah, 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 when it came to winning Blue Ribbon. Well, I bet you taught the other kids how. Well, I can see the judge's eyes as they handed you the prize. I bet you took the cutest bow.
We're making that final couple of spins here for this hour of America Tonight. Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as I said. And on this show, you know that we definitely dive deep into the mail, and we're going to do that in just a second. But want to take a second to remember Bob Simon, who was killed at the age of 73 in a horrific car accident in New York City. He was a passenger in a Lincoln that was smashed into, basically, and that car just, I saw pictures of the car, it kind of folded up like an accordion. Very, very sad. His daughter also happened to be a producer for 60 Minutes. He worked on 60 Minutes. He had spent 50 years in television journalism, and at one point in his life, for 40 days, he was in an Iraqi prison with three other colleagues. He even wrote a book about it called 40 Days, and it was in 1996, officially, that he joined 60 Minutes as a correspondent. And he won all kinds of awards. And I'll tell you, one of the stories that he did that really hit me was the story he did on the so-called Lost Boys of the Sudan. And it was, I think, one of the first stories I ever saw on the Lost Boys. And it was absolutely amazing. He could do fun feature stories and could do really sad, serious things and do them well. He knew how to write. He knew how to tell a story, and it is a very sad, sad loss of Bob Simon in this awful freak Manhattan car accident on Wednesday night, just before 7 o'clock. He will absolutely be missed, not just by family and friends, but for what he brought, I think, to the tube in his amazing storytelling. In a time when people are questioning those in the news business and journalists and whatnot, he absolutely was the epitome of an incredible storyteller, a great journalist, and by all accounts from people I know, just a wonderful, wonderful person. On that note, let's turn to the mailbag.
You have mail, mistress.
This one from Steve-O, who says, Katie Kate, what do you think? Do you believe Congress will back the Prez on this war on ISIS? I think they're going to tear it apart, Steve, but I think that you're going to get some bipartisan support. Yeah, there'll be enough. There'll be enough discord. There's gray area there. There's, you know, 3 years, and then what happens? How many boots on the ground? What are you talking about? So I think there's going to be things that are going to be chomped on, but I do believe, because it's been a long time since Congress has debated any kind of a war action, I do believe they'll debate it heavily and change a few things, and then ultimately there'll be bipartisan support for it. So, yes, got another one on the very same subject, and this was from Tim, who says, Hi, Kate, we listen to you here in Florida in Sarasota. The rumor is you're coming down here. Please let us know way ahead of time so we can prepare. Well, we can prepare. That sounds interesting. This war on ISIS, I mean, is it going to turn into Afghanistan or Iraq? You know that there's no way the nation has a stomach for it, as you are fond of saying. However, I do think that there'll be people from the president's party and Republicans who will authorize it. So there will be some boots on the ground in the long run. How about that? Yes. In the long run, there will be, but the question is how many, what are we talking about? There's a lot of things to iron out. And this is something that hasn't happened in a very long time, this debate over war. And this is, trust me, a debate over war. It's a debate against terrorism, but specifically ISIL. I think it'll be interesting to watch how it plays out. But, yeah, I think that in the end, the vote will be yes. And you have to go back to, I mean, you go back a long time to think about the last time any of this was debated, 2001 authorization. 2001. My, oh my, pretty interesting. So, and you know what the first thing is, the panel will begin hearing, we'll begin the hearing process right later in the month, the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. So they'll make some changes and then see what's credible in the strategy and then vote on it. And ultimately it gets, yes, absolutely, it gets approved. Let's move on to this from Jake, who says, Kate, I know that you're a huge sports fan. What do you make of Tiger Woods saying he's not going to return to the game of golf until he's ready? Oh, what I make of it is that he was so lousy the last time out. He had so many problems. His back isn't right. He's pushing 40. There's records flying around his head. Will he stay in golf if he can't do what he normally can do? I mean, he says his game needs a lot of work, and it does. When you saw why he withdrew from San Diego, but you saw what happened the last time out on his short game, oh boy, career worst 82, missing the cut in the Phoenix Open by 12 shots. Poor play at Torrey Pines, withdrawing because of tightness in his back. Oh, yeah. Work on the game, work on the back, work, work, work. He does say that he wants to play in the Honda Classic, and that's at the end of February, but he says he's not going to play if he's not tournament ready. That remains to be seen. I mean, geez, he's had a lot of injuries and things that he's had to deal with and surgeries, but he's played in 11 tournaments in the last, I guess, past year. He withdrew from three. He missed the cut in three, and it's all bleak from there. All bleak. It was in 2009, his world was turned upside down. That's when he had that accident outside of his house, crashed the car, admitted to all the affairs he was having, and the dalliances and all the other crazy stuff. There was the television apology, and then jumping back into the game and playing in the Masters. But I think ever since that happened, it has been very different for Tiger Woods. Even if he's had some good performances, and he has, for the most part, it's all kind of crumbled, let's put it that way. This one from Errol. Errol, that's kind of a cool name. My name is Errol. So Errol says this. So sad to hear what happened to Kayla Mueller. And if anyone's critical about her volunteering to help the people in Syria, shame on them, and they should shut their lips. Because this is a girl, if you look at her history, that helped many a poor kid in America, was absolutely a giving person, and she didn't like what was happening there because of all the stories she had been told, and decided she would go and help the refugees. So I don't see how you can be critical of that. Well, yeah, I agree. If someone's being critical of it, in this case, this isn't like, oh, I was hiking in the mountains and I was near the border. No. And she was with Doctors Without Borders. And she was in Turkey. And they kidnapped her. And, you know, the rest is sadly a terrible fate at the end there, if in fact she died in that Jordanian payback for setting the pilot on fire. But, you know, who knows if they're just saying that and then something else is going to happen or what. But it seems as though, yes, they tried to send evidence, and the FBI was looking at it as to this was her and remains and, you know, all of that. Okay, here's one from The Prophet. The Prophet says, hello, Ms. Delaney. I just have to tell you that I don't think we're going to get much accomplished in the next 2 years. There's just too much divisiveness in Washington. It's almost getting boring. It's like watching the same episode of a soap opera again and again and again. Eventually, no matter what, you just have to shut it off and tune it out. I think a lot of people have tuned out, but you got to keep their feet to the fire. So that's the reason you have to be on top of these politicians. Otherwise, it's like a romper room. Thanks for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste. And even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.